Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a conference call to discuss the results of the third quarter of 2021 of Grupo Sanborns. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risk and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translations into English, and later we will conduct a question and answer session. Holding this conference today, we have Mr. Patrick Slim, Chief Executive Officer of Grupo Sanborns. Mr. Rodrigo Hart, Chief Executive Officer and Source and Sanborns. Mr. Arturo Aguirre, Credit Director. Mr. Gerardo Gronk, Credit Deputy Director. Mr. Mario Bermudez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Angelica Piña. Please go ahead. Grupo Sanborns' total sales increased 29.9% during the third quarter of the year, totaling 11.9 billion pesos. From July to September 2021, store capacity increased and all the stores were open, and in compliance with various restrictions established by health authorities, unlike last year, when more than half of the department stores and most of the restaurants were closed due to the pandemic. The categories that increased sales were technology, electronics, white goods, and there was a gradual recovery in food and beverage and fashion. Gross profit increased 1 billion pesos, represented an increase of 34.2%. Gross margin was 34.1%, improving from 33% in the third quarter of 2020 due to higher contribution from big ticket merchandise sales and the gradual growth of fashion and good in beverage sales. Operating expenses as a proportion of sales represented 30.6% compared to 34.2% last year, which was due to the increase in sales. We continue to implement additional measures to reduce and control overhead expenses. The third quarter result was operating income of 287 million pesos compared to an operating loss of 81 million in the third quarter of 2020. Excluding the extraordinary income of 1.1 billion pesos. Quarterly EBITDA improved 133.4% from 381 million pesos in the third quarter of 2020 to 898 million pesos in the third quarter of 2021, with the margin increasing from 4.1% last year to 7.5% this year. In the financial results, an expense of 46 million pesos was recorded, decreasing 61.5% compared to an expense of 120 million pesos. This variation was mainly due to 89 million pesos less in net interest payments. Net income aumented to 319 million pesos compared to a loss of 192 million pesos in the third quarter of 2020, excluding the extraordinary income of 1.1 million pesos. The number of new cardholders was 150,000 year over year. The loan portfolio was 9.3 billion pesos, with a decrease in loan income of 4.7%. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can proceed to the questions and answer sessions. Thank you. Thank you. We'll begin now. Begin to the questions and answer sessions. First, we will receive Spanish questions and then English questions. At the time, if you would like to ask a question, please start number one. What are the levers for pandemia in the levers of the company? In relate to the 2019 in September, there is a recovery in the stores higher than 2019. The increase in the first days of October is higher of 2019. For October, November, and December, we expect higher results for the sales. And in the food section, we expect to have higher results than the 2019 in the last months. We are in a level of increase of 39%. This 39%, how it's represented in the formats. We are all in the increases of this year. We are going to send the increases. In the 61% related to the last year, some boards is 42. Against 2020. And regarding the restaurants, we are with a good tendency, and we expect this to be even higher. With the development of all products. The next question is from Will Villars. Good morning to everyone. My punctual question is related to the last one. When is going to be come back from the group of suburbs from the pre-pandemic? The big difference from the results is for the sale of the different products. From August to September, with the comeback from classes and everything to the normally, is going to be better. And regarding Grupo Sanborns, it's been complicated during the pandemic, but it's been improving in the last trimester. And this is actually going to be improved and better with the results. If there is any other question, please press number one in your telephone keypad. The next question is from Miguel Ulloa from BBVA. Good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. How did they participate, Sanborns, in the trimester, and how is going to be the increase related to what we are hearing right now? The exact data, I don't have it right now, but we are still working in the deliveries. And in the reduction of cost, and also the times of the quarter. The data of what it represents, we will send it after the conference. You are still implementing new projects, and we will improve with the sales. Because this represents a lot in the website. And you will be able to see there all the percentages and results of the company. In the second trimester, we have receive a lot of increased numbers and high numbers. It's been like the 14%, and it's going to be really important. It's going to be for the deliveries. It's going to be faster with this project. We are expecting this to be faster for this trimester. We are focused on that to be faster in the shipping service. The financial income of 2019 in the last trimester of 2020, we consider someone in the 95% of the 2019. In the second trimester of 2020, if we will have the same income of 2019. Now we will continue with questions in English. We have no further questions in Spanish at this time. Please bear in mind there might be a sign delay for your questions to be answered due to the translation. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keyboard. There are no further questions at this time in English. I will turn the call back over to Mr. Pina for any closing remarks. Once again, thanks for participating in Grupo Sanborns conference call. If you have any additional calls, please reach us.
The conference call has concluded. You may now disconnect.